Study Article 32. This article will be studied during the week of October 5th through 11th. Walk humbly and modestly with your God. Theme text: Walk in modesty with your God. Micah 6:8. Song 31. O walk with God. Preview: A humble person is merciful and compassionate. Therefore, we can rightly say that Jehovah is humble. As this article will show, we can learn humility from Jehovah's example. We will also examine what we can learn from King Saul, the prophet Daniel, and Jesus about the quality of modesty. Paragraph 1, question: What did David say about Jehovah's humility? Can we really say that Jehovah is humble? Yes, we can. David once said, "You give me your shield of salvation, and your humility makes me great." 2 Samuel 22:36. Perhaps David was thinking of the day when the prophet Samuel came to the house of David's father to anoint the future king of Israel. David was the youngest of 8 boys. Yet he was the one whom Jehovah chose to replace King Saul. Paragraph 2, question: What will we consider in this article? David would certainly agree with the sentiments expressed by a psalmist who said of Jehovah, "He stoops down to look on heaven and earth, raising the lowly from the dust. He lifts up the poor to make him sit with nobles." Psalm 113:6 through 8. In this article, we will first consider some important lessons about humility by reviewing instances when Jehovah showed this quality. Then we will examine what we can learn from King Saul, the prophet Daniel, and Jesus about the quality of modesty. What can we learn from Jehovah's example? Paragraph 3, question: How does Jehovah deal with us, and what does this prove? Jehovah proves that he is humble by how he deals with imperfect human worshipers. Not only does he accept our worship, but he also views us as his friends. In order to make friendship with him possible, Jehovah took the initiative by providing his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. What mercy! What compassion he has shown us! Paragraph 4, question: What has Jehovah given us and why? Consider another expression of Jehovah's humility. As the Creator, Jehovah could have made us without the ability to choose the course of our lives. But he did not do that. He made us in his image and gave us free will. He wants us lowly humans to serve him from our heart, because we love him and we recognize the benefits of obeying him. How grateful we should be for this expression of Jehovah's humility. Paragraph 5, question: How does Jehovah teach us to be humble? Jehovah teaches us to be humble by the way he deals with us. Jehovah is the wisest person in the universe. Even so, he is willing to accept suggestions from others. For example, Jehovah allowed his Son to assist him in creating all things. And even though Jehovah is almighty, he delegates authority to others. For instance, he appointed Jesus to be king of the kingdom, and he will give a measure of authority to the 144,000 humans who become co-rulers with Jesus. Of course, Jehovah trained Jesus to be king and high priest. He also trains Jesus' co-rulers, but he does not give them this assignment and then step in to manage every detail of the work. Instead, he trusts that they will do his will. The cover picture caption reads, "Jesus is depicted in the heavens. Next to him stand some of his co-rulers. Together, they look at a vast number of angels. Some angels are going toward the earth to carry out their assignments." Jehovah delegated authority to all shown in this picture. Paragraphs 6 and 7, question: What can we learn from our Heavenly Father about delegating authority to others? If our Heavenly Father, who does not need help from anyone, delegates authority to others, how much more so should we do the same? For instance, are you a family head or an elder in the congregation? Follow Jehovah's example by delegating tasks to others and then resisting the urge to micromanage them. When you imitate Jehovah, not only will you get the work done, but you will also train others and boost their confidence. What else can those with a measure of authority learn from Jehovah? The Bible indicates that Jehovah is interested in the opinions of His angelic sons. Parents, how can you imitate Jehovah's example? When appropriate, ask your children for their opinions on how a task should be done. And when fitting, follow their suggestions. The following is a description of the pictures being considered with paragraphs 6 and 7. An elder takes time to train a younger brother to handle the congregation territories. Later, the elder does not micromanage the younger brother, but allows him to carry out the assignment on his own. The picture caption reads, "We imitate Jehovah when we train others and delegate work to them." Paragraph 8 question, "How did Jehovah deal patiently with Abraham and Sarah?" Jehovah's humility is also expressed by His patience. For example, Jehovah is patient when those who serve Him question His decisions respectfully. He listened as Abraham stated his concerns about the decision to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And remember how Jehovah dealt with Abraham's wife Sarah. He did not become offended or angry when she laughed at his promise that she would become pregnant in her old age. Instead, he treated Sarah with dignity. Paragraph 9 question, "What can parents and elders learn from Jehovah's example?" Parents and elders, what can you learn from Jehovah's example? Consider how you respond when those under your authority question your decisions. Is your initial reaction to correct them? Or do you try to understand their point of view? Families and congregations surely benefit when those in authority imitate Jehovah. So far, we have discussed what we can learn about humility from Jehovah's example. Now let us see what we can learn about modesty from examples recorded in God's Word. What can we learn from the example of others? Paragraph 10 question, "How does Jehovah use the example of others to teach us?" As our grand instructor, Jehovah provides examples in His Word in order to teach us. We learn as we meditate on Bible accounts about those who showed godly qualities, including modesty. We also learn as we examine what happened to those who failed to show such fine qualities. Paragraph 11 question, "What can we learn from Saul's bad example?" Reflect on what happened to King Saul. He started out as a modest young man. He was aware of his limitations and even hesitated to take on more responsibility. Yet in time, Saul became presumptuous. He revealed this bad trait soon after he became king. On one occasion, he lost patience while waiting for the prophet Samuel. Instead of modestly trusting in Jehovah to act in behalf of the people, Saul offered up a burnt sacrifice even though he was not authorized to do so. As a result, Saul lost Jehovah's favor and eventually the kingship. We are wise if we learn from this warning example and avoid acting presumptuously. Paragraph 12 question, "How did Daniel show modesty?" In contrast with Saul's bad example, consider the good example of the prophet Daniel. Throughout his life, Daniel remained a humble and modest servant of God who always looked to Jehovah for guidance. For instance, when he was used by Jehovah to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel did not take credit for the interpretation. Rather, He modestly gave all the glory and credit to Jehovah. What is the lesson for us? If brothers enjoy listening to our talks, or if we have a measure of success in the ministry, we want to remember to give all the glory to Jehovah. We should modestly acknowledge that we could not do these things without Jehovah's help. When we have this attitude, we are also imitating Jesus' fine example. How so? Paragraph 13, question. What do we learn about modesty from Jesus' words found at John 5, 19 and 30? Although he was the perfect Son of God, Jesus depended on Jehovah. John 5, 19 reads, "Therefore, in response, Jesus said to them, 'Most truly I say to you, the Son cannot do a single thing of his own initiative, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever things that one does, these things the Son does also in like manner.'" Verse 30 reads, "I cannot do a single thing of my own initiative. Just as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." He never tried to grab authority from his heavenly Father. Philippians 2:6 tells us that Jesus gave no consideration to a seizure, namely that he should be equal to God. As a submissive son, Jesus understood his limitations and respected his Father's authority. Paragraph 14, question. When asked to do something that was beyond his authority, how did Jesus respond? Consider how Jesus responded when the disciples James and John, along with their mother, approached him and asked for a privilege that was beyond Jesus' authority to give. Without hesitating, Jesus stated that only his heavenly Father could decide who would sit at Jesus' right hand and at his left in the kingdom. Jesus showed that he respected his limitations. He was modest. He never went beyond what Jehovah commanded him to do. How can we imitate Jesus' fine example? The picture caption reads, "Jesus knew and respected the limits of his authority." Paragraphs 15 and 16, question. How can we apply the Bible's counsel found at 1 Corinthians 4:6? We imitate Jesus' example of modesty by applying the Bible's counsel found at 1 Corinthians 4:6. There we are told, "Do not go beyond the things that are written." So when asked for advice, we never want to promote our own opinion or simply say the first thing that comes to our mind. Rather, we should direct attention to the counsel found in the Bible and in our Bible-based publications. In this way, we acknowledge our limitations. With modesty, we give credit to the righteous decrees of the Almighty. Along with honoring Jehovah, we have other good reasons for displaying modesty. We will now look at how humility and modesty can bring us joy and help us get along with others. The following is a description of the picture being considered with paragraphs 15 and 16. A sister asks an elder if it would be appropriate to accept an invitation to attend a wedding that will be held in a church. The elder does not give his own opinion, but reviews some Bible principles with her. The picture caption reads, "How can we imitate Jesus' example of modesty?" How we benefit from being humble and modest. Paragraph 17, question. Why are humble and modest people joyful? When we are humble and modest, we are more likely to be joyful. Why so? When we are aware of our limitations, we will be grateful and happy for any help that we receive from others. For example, think of the occasion when Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one of them returned to thank Jesus for curing him of his dreadful disease, something the man could never have done on his own. This humble and modest man was thankful for the help he received, and he glorified God for it. Paragraph 18, question. How do humility and modesty help us to get along with others? Humble, modest people tend to get along well with others and are more likely to have close friends. Why? They willingly acknowledge that other people have fine qualities and show confidence in them. Humble and modest ones are happy when others succeed in whatever assignment they receive and are quick to commend them and honor them. Romans 12:10 reads, "In brotherly love, have tender affection for one another. In showing honor to one another, take the lead." Paragraph 19, question. What are some reasons why we should avoid pride? In contrast, proud people find it difficult to commend others, preferring that they themselves receive praise. They are more likely to compare themselves with others and to promote a spirit of competition. Rather than training others and giving them authority, they are likely to say, "If you want something done right, the way that pleases them, you have to do it yourself." A proud person is often ambitious and jealous. Such people seldom have lasting friendships. If we detect that we have a problem with pride, we should earnestly pray for Jehovah's help to make our mind over so that this bad trait does not become deeply rooted within us. Paragraph 20, question. Why should we be humble and modest? How thankful we are for Jehovah's example. We see his humility in how he deals with his servants, and we want to imitate him. In addition, we want to imitate the fine examples found in the Bible of modest people who had the privilege of walking with God. May we always give Jehovah the honor and the glory that he deserves. Then we too will qualify to walk with our Heavenly Father, who loves humble and modest people. How would you answer? What can we learn from Jehovah about delegating authority to others? Why is Jesus' example an outstanding one to imitate? How do we benefit from being humble and modest? Song 123, Loyally Submitting to Theocratic Order. End of article.